Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
Looks like all is well in Anthony's world, Carmelo and Lala Anthony, after the whole alleged baby mama, him fathering a side child with another woman, according to the Jasmine brand. And Page Six, Houston Rockets baller Carmelo Anthony and Power actress Lala Anthony are reportedly deciding to stay together. They've been seen accompanying each other at two recent appearances. A source says they've reconciled. They were at the Fear of God presentation for New York Fashion Week, arriving separately, but were holding hands in the VIP balcony. Also, they're working on their relationship and always remain friends. They're around each other, and it's for the betterment of their situation. Back in 2017, it was reported the couple was preparing for a divorce after hearing that Cayenne may have a baby sister. Carmelo was allegedly accused of impregnating another woman named Mia Burks, who's very popular in the celebrity circuit. NeNe Leakes says, set all the reality drama to the side. She's asking for prayers for her husband, Greg, who's recently been diagnosed with cancer. The Real Housewives of Atlanta star makes her claim on social media in hopes of his final surgery. She's asking for prayers. She says, my honey is having what we hope and pray is his last surgery towards a full recovery. It will be a long surgery, so we're asking for your prayers in the surgeon's hands. Pray for Greg's comfort, prayer, strength, peace, and kindness for myself, his children, and family during this time. And regardless on what you feel about NeNe Leakes, this is a serious issue, so say a prayer, okay? Yo, when Tamar is done with you, she is done. She don't care if you're her ex-husband, father of her child, and in the hospital. Tamar Braxton, according to the Jasmine brand, is allegedly keeping her distance from her estranged husband, Vincent the Herbert. In addition to the family drama, she filed for divorce last year after almost 9 years of marriage. Anyway, back to Vince. He's been reportedly in the hospital since last Thursday from gout, was found in his elbow. Tamar will not visit her husband while he's in the hospital. Sources say the two are no longer speaking to one another. Tamar recently revealed that she has been dating a Harvard Business School graduate for the past 3 months. She gave a few characteristics about him on Wendy's show. He's African, wealth finance, has dreads, and he's got a really nice body. And she said he's fine. And then she said hallelujah. So anyway, she's not responding to any more questions about this. So can we send a little prayer out for Vince? No? Okay. So Nas was dropped from Lauryn Hill's tour. I thought when they teamed up for this tour that it was actually going to happen and Lauryn would show up for work, but obviously not, according to allhiphop.com. Rapper Nas is the latest artist to be removed from Lauryn Hill's tour. Last week it was Santgold who was dropped from the tour for undisclosed reasons. Santgold already confirmed she will no longer be a part of the tour due to the tour organizer. She wrote on Twitter, sorry to disappoint my fans. And according to reports, organizers cited production issues as the reason they could no longer work with her. Nas has yet to comment on his departure, but it is reported that he will no longer perform with her in St. Louis on October 5th. So if you buy tickets, you might want to get your money back. Speaking of money, Waka Flocka owes some like $55,000. That's somebody's salary, man. Allegedly, the rapper is accused of owing the state of Georgia over $55,000 in back taxes. According to court documents, he's been slapped with a lien over the unpaid debt. And over the years, the debt has accumulated from $27,000 back in 2012 to $55,241. The department warned Waka that if he doesn't pay his debt soon, they will come after his property and assets. How much you want to bet Waka Flocka goes on tour with Lauryn Hill? Just saying.